This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Fighting raged for the strategic Ukrainian city Lyshchonk on Saturday as Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko said his army had intercepted missiles fired on his territory by Kyiv's forces. Ukraine denied claims by Moscow-backed separatists who said they had encircled Lyshchonk, the last major city in the Luhansk area of eastern Donbas region, still in Kyiv's hands. Lyshchonk is located across the river from neighboring Severodonetsk, which Russian forces seized last week. Rescue workers are continuing to search through the rubble of a destroyed building near the Ukrainian border of Odessa after a Russian airstrike, which killed more than a dozen people. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
A dining room chandelier dangles from a ceiling exposed to the daylight in a building whose walls were blasted off by a Russian airstrike just a day earlier. A rescue worker rises on a mechanical platform to reach the upper levels. Shortly after, a man is taken out on a stretcher. Local resident Larisa Andruchenko told the AP the blast came out of nowhere. The blast came, that shockwave, all the doors and everything busted open, and I'm screaming to my husband, "Hey, it looks like our gas tank exploded." Ukraine's prosecutor general has said investigators are recovering fragments from missiles at the building to determine the specific people guilty of what she calls a terrible war crime. I'm Karen Chamas.
On Friday, President Volodymyr Zelensky held a new chapter in its relationship with the European Union after Brussels recently granted Ukraine candidate status. This is VOA News. Tourism is booming again in France, and so is COVID-19. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
New coronavirus cases have been rising in France, nearly 93,000 per day by Johns Hopkins' latest count, and government data shows nearly 1,000 patients hospitalized per day over the past 2 weeks. Still, tourism is booming there this summer. Astatel Hotels president Serge Cachan says it's only taken a few months to return to pre-pandemic levels.
Not only to recover, but to overpass the best result we ever had in Paris, in the tourists, and I think it is the same all over France.
The French government has invited or recommended people go back to using face masks, though they've stopped short of renewing restrictions that might scare visitors away or revive protests. I'm Ben Thomas.
The streets of London were filled with color Saturday as the UK capital marked 50 years of pride. A vibrant crowd of hundreds of thousands turned out to either take part in or watch the festivities, forming a spectacle of rainbow flags, glitter, and sequins. After 2 years of cancellations because of the coronavirus pandemic, the parade came a half century after London's first march to celebrate Pride in 1972. More than 600 LGBTQ groups were expected to take part in the march, which was headed by members of the Gay Liberation Front from the 1972 protest. Uzbekistan's president arrived in a protest-rocked autonomous republic Saturday, pledging that proposed constitutional amendments that would have weakened the territory's status will be scrapped. Authorities said earlier Saturday that they had arrested organizers of mass riots who wanted to seize administrative buildings. A Friday demonstration brought thousands onto the streets of the regional capital and followed the publication of draft amendments to the Uzbek constitution that would have removed the republic's right to self-determination and brought it further under central control. A Taliban-run gathering of thousands of male religious and ethnic leaders ended Saturday by asking foreign governments to formally recognize their administration, but made no signals of changes on international demands, such as the opening of girls' schools. The Afghan economy has plunged into crisis as Western governments have withdrawn funding and strictly enforced sanctions, saying the Taliban government needs to change course on human rights, especially those of women. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.